Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
Have you ever played quarterback with a severely damaged left hand?
Yeah, I've played with broken bones in both hands, and you know, you play with the dislocated left elbow. More than feasibly possible to have an injury on your left hand or arm and play quarterback in the NFL. As long as it's not going to get worse for Aaron Rodgers, I think there would be a huge, huge chance that he plays.
That was Kurt Warner on with Spiegel and Holmes. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark Grody will join us in the next segment, live from Hallis Hall. And in the meantime, we try to figure out the status of Aaron Rodgers. Times infinity, plus one, times a thousand, forever and ever. Amen.
We'll see the forever part. Forever is coming to a close soon.
It is.
And that's the good news. Regardless of what happens on the field on Sunday, the idea that Aaron Rodgers can continue to torment the Bears, that ends soon.
Theoretically. In the meantime, we are trying to figure out the status of his wrist. And injury status has been something that we talk about constantly. That doesn't change. But it's trying to figure out how much a non-throwing wrist injury would affect a quarterback. You'd think perhaps not at all. We heard the term slight break in the wrist. Well, what did that mean? I think either it's broken or it's not. And Dr. Brian Cole, who is with Rush and a widely respected orthopedic doctor and surgeon here in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, really nationwide, talked to Molly and Haw about Aaron Rodgers' wrist injury.
There's a variable level of risk depending on what's actually fractured. A lot of times these fractures are basically, they don't even show up on x-ray, but they show up on MRI, so we assume it's a fracture and it might behave like a fracture. So we say, yeah, okay to play, but we've got to do our best to protect it. And you know, different sports have different regulations in terms of how rigidly you can protect it. But, you know, a non-dominant arm, I mean, you're weighing every collision is like a car crash versus trying to keep it out of his arm out of play or that hand or wrist out of play while he's throwing and doing everything else he needs to do. So I would just argue that not all fractures have, you know, very, very high degrees of vulnerability. And I'm guessing it's a measured risk. So in this instance, it's just, you know, hard orthotic typically that can protect it. There's still certain loads. Like the way this one happened was, a fall on an outstretched arm, basically, or an outstretched hand. We call that a Fuchs injury. And so even if you have a sort of thermoplastic splint that protects it, an axial load, which happens with a fall with the arm out straight and the hand to the ground, still could re-injure it in some way. I'm guessing it's a low-risk fracture. That's the issue. I mean, if it was a high risk, they wouldn't be doing it. But you're still, again, calculated risk. I think in general, you know, backing up to your sort of question, the paradigm is, you know, knowing enough about the clinical problem to say that there, despite being a calculated risk, the risk is relatively low against the need of an athlete to be participating. And, you know, things that are franchise-related versus health-related, they're always some of the hardest decisions we make as team physicians and as the healthcare providers in general, from the trainers and staff, you know, to allow a player to play or to continue to protect them so he can't play.
Yeah, that's Dr. Brian Cole, who is also the Bulls and White Sox team physician. So he knows a thing or two about the risk when it comes to letting professional athletes play.
Kind of one of the things that's been kind of a theme for this injury is it's going to come down mostly to just tolerance. You know, you hear him talk about the chance that it could be re-injured or further injured, I guess is the way to put it, because it's a break. But as long as he can go out there and do the functional things a quarterback can do, we've talked all week about his ability to pre-snap to do the things. Can you still execute with this hampered left arm? That's the question.
Well, and then ask yourself a question. When you fall down, how do you fall? You put both your hands down.
Do you actually trust the Bears pass rush to actually knock Aaron Rodgers over, though? Because we've seen sometimes this year they've just done nothing.
Well, that's the concern, is are they going to get home? And what's stopping the Steelers from doing the same thing the Bears do and just running more max protection package or a jumbo package, something that gives them a little extra protection on the line, knowing that there's a really good chance that it's going to work enough to keep him upright?
I think I'm hopeful that the Bears do get to the quarterback. I said it earlier, but I'll restate it. The Bengals injured this man in a game in which they lost 34-12. He can be gotten to. It's just a matter of how much does he kill you before you get to him.
Well, and the skepticism that surrounds the Bears pass rush and the ability to get home is something that is very top of mind here. Has it been better in past weeks? Yes. But at the same time, it's not fully healthy, as we know, with Dyer Dangbo being out. And then also what they're having to do to fill in the gaps. Grady Jarrett, I think, has been a positive. You've seen him push through, especially in this last week. I feel like you can see him getting healthier. You see that speed a little bit more in the burst. I saw it more in this past game than I did the week before.
Here's what we know. J.J. McCarthy didn't get sacked last week. If Aaron Rodgers had been in J.J. McCarthy's shoes, I think the Vikings would have won that game.
That's an important thing. And we are looking at some images right now that are coming through on ESPN of Aaron Rodgers' wrist. And it is wrapped, but I don't think it's that hard orthotic that Dr. Cole alluded to. Makes sense, though. You're in practice. Different scenario. You don't need as much protection in practice on it, probably.
Well, he didn't practice yesterday, so I'm really curious about the injury report today and whether or not he actually practiced or he was just out there. You know, sometimes you see guys out there doing things, but they are not considered a participant in practice.
Yeah, and that's the other part is what does that look like for him today? And we'll find that out a little bit later, too. But again, I guess it is Cobra Kai sweep the leg again.
The wrist.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason. It's not hard to motivate the Bears this Sunday, especially when you consider there's a reason for everybody to want to do their best to take down an Aaron Rodgers-led team. And for the pass rush, it becomes extra critical knowing that you could eliminate him from the game. You could knock him out of the game. You could do something that would really improve the Bears' chances of winning in that way. I'm not saying injure somebody. But it does make sense that if he's going to be even slightly hampered, the pass rush would be that much more effective against him.
What's interesting is you got to go all the way back to the 2022 season for the last time that Aaron Rodgers faced the Bears, right? And so I'm wondering how many of the players in that locker room truly understand what this Aaron Rodgers thing means, especially because he's not on the Packers anymore, to the city of Chicago. I know a couple of guys, obviously Cole Kmet.
Yeah, Montez Sweat does.
T.J. Edwards.
Yeah, those two are from there, yeah. But Montez Sweat, he's faced Rodgers.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying not that they haven't faced Rodgers before, but understand Bears versus Rodgers and what that means to the city of Chicago. But like I said, Cole Kmet, T.J. Edwards, I'm sure T.J. Edwards is really upset if he can't play this week. Because obviously his hamstring's still healing. He could play with the club if they wanted him to. They didn't put him on IR for a reason.
Clubbed him up. That's the phrase everybody uses.
Hey, club him up. Club him up.
But it is good to know and understand from a doctor's standpoint how that changes what you're doing. Because if you rush him, like we talked about, if he hits the ground, how much force is he going to put on that arm?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That's why Robbie's question is a good one. Like, can they actually put him on the ground? That, let's start with that. Do you believe that Aaron Rodgers can be put on the ground by this defensive unit as we know it to be right now?
All I keep saying is, like, you better be for what that defensive line is getting paid, but we hadn't seen it as much. How would that work? Or if nothing else, are you, Dennis Allen, willing to go toe-to-toe against Aaron Rodgers, who, like I said, is one of the best in the game when it comes to pre-snap reads, show blitz, actually run blitz, and then afford him to check down like he has so many other times to evade it?
And I know people want to talk about how old Aaron Rodgers is, and he's literally broken right now, but if you can't find a way to get to him with four people, the Bears are going to have a problem winning this game. That's the bottom line. If four people can't get to Rodgers, the Bears are going to have a problem winning this game.
630 says it's a HIPAA violation to discuss Rodgers' injury without his consent. That's not exactly how this works. The NFL has its own rules when it comes to how injuries are reported. And Brian Cole is talking about what happens with that type of injury. So thanks for playing, but not quite the case.
He's not Aaron Rodgers' doctor. That's the first thing you say, and then that ends that conversation.
I think they're just fishing for stuff, but it's worth mentioning just because.
I have a life question.
Of course you do.
I think I know the answer here. Do you think Bears fans want Aaron Rodgers to get hurt? Like, if he gets hurt, do you think Bears fans are like, hell yeah?
I think it's more of an embarrassment thing and an incompletion of passes thing and a looking bad thing. And then how are you going to explain that to everybody thing?
Because no one wants, like, someone to get hurt. But if this guy gets hurt, I think Bears fans might be a little stoked.
Yes, I think they're fine with him getting hurt because you chose to play the game and you were already hurt. Well, I think that's why Bears fans are fine with it.
One of our texts, 630, it's okay, Layla. I'll say it. Injure that man. All right, you said it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to speak for everybody else, but I do want to hear you speak for yourselves. I think it has more to do with the neutralize this opponent, but make sure you know he doesn't own the park anymore. You know?
He does.
Maybe not to that extent. But maybe there is a slow dissolve, like in Rocky IV, to Mason Rudolph running onto the field. That could happen.
I want him hurt. I want him to die painfully. He's a terrible human. That's from 815.
I want him to die painfully. That escalated quickly.
847. This is probably what I lean into. The deep meatballs will cheer the injury. I think the majority just won't feel bad that he's injured.
Deep meatballs.
How deep do you have to be a deep meatball?
Bottom of the crock pot. Way bottom of that crock pot.
It sounds inappropriate on its face.
Deeper and deeper.
Deep meatballs. That cracks me up. Yeah, 516 also. Also, you are not a covered entity. Cannot be HIPAA. Always a good time to point these things out in conversation because you don't want to be that person being like, oh yeah, that's a HIPAA violation, showed you. And then they're like, nah, dude, you have nothing correct about that statement. We try to educate as we go here as a team.
Didn't Mark Grody basically say he wants a repeat of what happened with Corey Wooten? Like, that's calling for an injury, is it not?
Yeah, there's a lot of people calling for an end of a career. Yes, that is true. So I feel that as well. I just also know that it doesn't always end well when you want to end someone's career. I feel like that's bad juju. It's bad karma. Also, Ray, did I think of the mechanical brace in which your elbow was in when Dr. Cole was talking about all of this? Maybe.
Yeah. I had the robotic elbow. I had the brace after I dislocated my elbow one summer. That sucked.
Yeah.
So, and then at least Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that on.
Every time Ray moved, we would joke that it would sound like this.
Could you have played quarterback, Ray?
I wouldn't have wanted to. That was very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. I can't even. Yeah, I wouldn't want that pressure on me, man.
So here's the thing, though. Aaron Rodgers is not the only person in this game who's injured, correct?
Several people are injured.
Yeah, as you mentioned, TJ Edwards, who we're still trying to figure out. That's a week-to-week basis. And what about Jalen Johnson's recovery? Because everything surrounding his injury sounded scary. So how was he able to come back from that groin injury so quickly? How is he now able to practice with the team? Dr. Cole, the White Sox and Bulls team doctor, also spoke with Mullinhaw about that.
You know, this is where science meets sort of the athlete. And we have a lot of, I mean, the stuff we know, I'll tell you, as orthopedic surgeons, starts often in the test tube and then translates into an animal model and then clinical experience. And the things that we know about soft tissue operations are particularly helpful in returning an athlete back to play. So when there is a soft tissue, which, you know, an athlete's hernia or groin injury or core injury, they all sort of fall into that same category. Those soft tissue injuries are large. Once they're repaired, they are largely healed by 8 weeks. We would argue that by 12 weeks, you're about 75%. We have some really interesting animal data that talks about soft tissue healing. And what I tell my own patients is that, look, by 12 weeks, you're about 75% or more. By 4 months, that tissue is healed just like it started before it was injured. So 12 weeks is a window to return people back where you say there's sufficient strength of a repair when it's soft tissue only that can allow a person to go back to high-level sports. So that's where, you know, I think science really pays off. Knowing how things really natively heal, we can then translate into, hey, when can you actually, you know, put it to the test in a high-level sport?
I understand what he's saying. Like, I feel like that actually is a very good explanation of why Jalen Johnson can come back in the manner that he is.
It sounds wild, though, when you consider he says the part where we help fix it. And I'm still like, so everything has to reattach itself?
That's what healing is.
Don't you guys think of the scary story with I forget which baseball player it was. It was definitely during the steroid era first baseman.
David Eckstein.
Bicep detached from the bone. You guys know what I'm talking about.
What about Danks?
No, it was not Danks, although he's been injured too. The point is, that's what I think of when I think of something detaching from a bone. It just sounds gross, scary, well, and very sci-fi.
Pain, that is the word that comes to mind. Just pain, because it sounds like it hurts. It feels like it hurts. It even feels like healing hurts, because pain.
Well, and if you've had a basic muscle strain, he's right about that. For whatever reason, even when it's a slight twinge or when it's nagging, it does take weeks to heal. But then you forget about it because
it gets better.
It's healed.
That's crazy how something can be bothering you and you forget that it was bothering you. And, oh, wait, that must mean it's healed because it's not bothering me. The pain is a reminder that there's something not natural going on with your body. Also, back to this Aaron Rodgers conversation.
People are fired up.
630.
Was it Jeff Kent? No, that was a wrist injury.
630. Aaron Rodgers is going to go down as one of the top 10 quarterbacks that ever played the game. We, as Bears fans, are just jealous of who Aaron Rodgers is and what he has done to the Bears. Nobody should get hurt intentionally, and you really shouldn't be talking about that on the radio. Aaron Rodgers is a great football player. I am a huge Bears fan. I want the Bears to win, but I do not want the man to get hurt.
And then what does 920 say at the top? They need to break it. Polarizing was the exact way to describe all of this. It was perfect. And yeah, 815, thank you for mentioning Nomar Garciaparra too. That also sounded terrible, tore his groin off the bone. No, none of those things. They all sound gross and bad.
Meat?
Oh, it was Caminiti. It was?
Ken Caminiti?
I didn't think it was Caminiti. I thought it was J.D. Drewer or... I'll think of it in a second. Ugh, I hate my brain.
I like this one. Make him cry and filled with pain. The vindiction level is, yeah.
People are out for blood.
They no, but they really are. I like this. Dick Butkus got it right. Dick Butkus' view on hurting others was that he played to inflict pain and intimidate opponents within the rules of the game, stating, quote, I never set out to hurt anyone deliberately unless it was, you know, important, like a league game or something, or a scrimmage. Or practice, or a family game on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Will Clark? It was some first baseman. I'll think of this. I'll think of it at some point in my life. It will be after this segment, though, unfortunately. But you know what I'm talking about. That stuff sounds gross and scary. So there's that. But I'm glad to hear that Jalen Johnson is on the up and up, because we could sure use that guy. Coming up next here, I'm Raheemy Harrison-Grody. How about we get an update from Alice Hall? Our Mark Grody is there, so we will do that live next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.